The Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. أفتراك سبحانك يا إلهي وبحمدك تسمع فيها صوت عبد مسلم سجن فيها بمخالفته وذاق طعم عذابها بمعصيته وحبس بين أطباقها بجرمه وجريرته وهو يضج إليك ضجيج مؤمل لرحمتك ويناديك بلسان أهل توحيدك ويتوسل إليك بربوبيتك.
Brothers and sisters, we have reached this excerpt of the Divine Kumail's application. أفتراك سبحانك يا إلهي وبحمدك تسمع فيها صوت عبد مسلم سجن فيها بمخالفته وذاق طعم عذابها بمعصيته وحبس بين أطباقها بجرمه وجريرته وهو يضج إليك ضجيج مؤمل لرحمتك ويناديك بلسان أهل توحيدك ويتوسل إليك بربوبيتك. Can't you see yourself? Glory be to you, my Allah, and yours is the praise. Hearing within the fire the voice of a slave surrendered to you, imprisoned there because of his violations, suffering the pangs of its torment because of his disobedience, confined within its levels because of his sin and crime, while he laments before you with the lamentation of the one who is hopeful for your mercy. He calls upon you with the tongue of those who profess your oneness, and entreats you by your lordship. We said earlier that one of the benefits of having these descriptions of the purgatory, either in the Holy Quran or the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt and the Infallibles, is that the true believer believes more, he gets astonished, and he takes refuge to Allah sincerely. And let me clarify this point, that whenever you hear that the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam are the Holy Quran's counterpart, this means that they do exactly the same thing, although we are not needless of one or the other. It is the duty of all the Muslims around the world to understand the Holy Quran, to put its teachings into practice. And this is exactly what the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam do with the Holy Quran. This is what we have seen from them during their lives. In this case, the descriptions of the Ahlul Bayt and the Infallibles from the Purgatory and the descriptions of the Holy Quran from that event help us altogether to believe in the Lord of the Worlds and what is going to happen and take sincere refuge in Him.
My Lord, glory and praise be to you. Would you disregard the voice of a Muslim slave imprisoned in hell for his disobedience and imprisoned within its pits for his evil doings and misdeeds, crying out to you the cries of one who has faith in your mercy and calling out to you in the language of those who believe in your unity and seeking to approach you by means of your epithet.
Thank you, Allah,
now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Let us have a look at one narration about the importance of fear of chastisement. The great scholar Mulla Fadlullah Kashani narrates in his exegesis book Minhaj that once the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam stood for prayers in the mosque. He recited Hamd or Fatiha chapter of the Holy Quran, and he began Hijr chapter till he reached this verse: وَإِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ لَمَوْعِدُهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. And surely hell is promised place of them all. لَهَا سَبْعَةُ أَبْوَابٍ لِكُلِّ بَابٍ مِّنْهُمْ جُزْءٌ مَقْسُومٌ. It has 7 gates, and for every gate is a special class of sinners assigned. As it is narrated, an Arab woman who was performing prayer alongside the Prophet ﷺ fainted hearing these verses. When the Prophet ﷺ finished his prayer, he was informed of this event and he saw the occurrence. He ordered some people to splash water into the woman's face. And after that, she regained consciousness again. So the Prophet ﷺ said, "How did you feel?" She said, "When I saw you in prayer, I got interested in performing prayer with you. I got restless when you recited these two verses, وَإِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ لَمَوْعِدُهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ لَهَا سَبْعَةُ أَبْوَابٍ لِكُلِّ بَابٍ مِّنْهُمْ جُزْءٌ مَقْسُومٌ. I got restless when I heard you reciting these two verses." And then she said, "Woe be to me, because any of my limbs will be placed in one of the 7 gates of hell." Prophet ﷺ said, "This is not the case. This verse means each specific group of sinners will be chastised in one of the 7 gates of hell." Then the woman told the Prophet, "I have nothing but 7 slaves. I free each of them to be freed from one of the hell gates." And then the revelation angel was descended and said, "O Messenger of Allah, give good tidings to the Arab woman that the Almighty has closed all the hell gates and opened the gates of paradise for this woman." This is what happens when a true believer hears or sees the descriptions of the purgatory in the Holy Quran or in the words of the Ahlul Bayt. He or she will take a true and sincere refuge to the Almighty Allah, and he will get himself prepared for that day to come. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Don't let me go astray, 'cause I
my side.